Welcome to This is Lifecast. I'm your host, Caitlin White, and with me is Dr. Alexandra Ryan, an internal medicine physician at Infirmary Health. Today, we're chatting about healthy eating around the holidays. Healthy eating can be difficult at any time of year, but it's especially hard around the holidays. And we want to help you stay on track through the new year. Doctor, what are some tips for people to stay healthy around the holidays?
Well, the holidays are times to enjoy with family and friends, and many times this involves a lot of food and drink. There are a few easy things we can do to keep us healthy while indulging here and there. The first is to keep moving. Even just a short walk after eating has many health benefits, like improving insulin sensitivity and lowering blood sugar. The second is paying attention to portions. So it's okay to eat something that we may not usually indulge in, but that doesn't mean we need to fill our plate with it. And lastly, there's no need for an all or nothing approach. And we need to remind ourselves that that's part of the holiday sometimes. But trying to get back on track when you're not celebrating and on the meals that you are cooking at home, the holidays don't have to derail you from your health goals.
And is it okay to indulge in your favorite foods around the holidays? And if so, why is portion control important?
Yeah, so portion control can allow us to indulge without derailing us from our goals. First, focusing on getting adequate fiber and filling our plate with the fruits, the vegetables, the whole grains, and the quality protein, and then adding to our plate some of the things we maybe wouldn't normally eat outside of the holidays and getting a taste of everything that we want to try.
Well, how much exercise should people be getting?
So it's recommended to get 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise 5 days per week, and 2 days of resistance or strength training. In general, moving more and sitting less should be everyone's goal, and it can be an easy place to start. Besides reducing our risk of chronic disease, it can also help improve sleep and mental well-being. We know that the holidays can be stressful for some, and this is a good way to help improve our mood too.
Looking into the new year, what are some sustainable goals that people should set for themselves when it comes to healthy eating?
So the two goals that I usually start with my patients, especially those that are eating a standard American diet, are 1, limit your added sugars, and 2, eat adequate daily fiber. Most Americans consume 2 to 3 times more added sugar than recommended. So telling my patients to aim to limit added sugar to no more than about 25 grams for women and 38 grams per day for men. On the other hand, we do not get enough fiber, with most people getting around half of what is recommended. In general, women should aim for around 20 to 25 grams per day and men 30 to 38 grams per day.
And do you have any advice for someone maybe struggling with healthy eating?
Yes, we see this a lot, and I'm sure we all have struggled ourselves at some point. In general, when someone is struggling with healthy eating, I encourage them to first set small goals for themselves and focus on how eating good food makes them feel. When we focus less on limiting ourselves and focus more on what nutrients we need, like fiber, you'll find yourself making healthier choices. It also doesn't mean that you can't have some of your favorite recipes, and it can be a fun reason to learn how to make new things.
Well, doctor, if folks have more questions or are looking for more support, how can they find you?
I'm located at Coastal Medical Group in Gulf Shores. Our address is 350 Cypress Bend Drive, Suite 104. And our phone number is 251-967-7690.
Well, thank you so much for these helpful tips. That was Dr. Alexandra Ryan. For more information, visit Coastal Medical Group in Gulf Shores or find more online at infirmaryhealth.org. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on your social channels and explore our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Caitlin White, and this is Lifecast. Thank you for listening.